welcome to the show, everybody. Friday show. We are on Fridays. We are live. Oh, got a little phlegmy there. Oh, God. Okay. We are live. No Zach Swan this evening because two of the best friends were able to hang out this weekend, this week. And now you guys were in Oregon. He was where you are. And then he's driving home, right? He's headed to Boise right now.
I think he said he's going to drive halfway and then crash.
It's a long trip for him, right?
I don't know. From here, it's like 10 hours from where I live. But that's because, so like, I live here. He's staying up here. And I think he can just drive like this. I have to go like this.
Okay.
Like a weird.
So it's actually kind of like, so where you are is kind of the, it's kind of the Pocatello of Oregon.
Yeah. Because
Pocatello is kind of that way.
Yeah.
You would think it would be fast to drive anywhere in Idaho to another place in Idaho, but it's like 8 to 10 hours to get from like Lewiston to Pocatello.
Yeah.
Because it's not a straight shot. You got to go either through Montana or you got to go down through Boise.
Mm-hmm.
Which way is faster? Boise.
I always take the Boise route. I've driven the Montana one once. Well, I didn't drive it. I rode with my friend's dad. He was driving. I was like sleeping. I don't know.
My original intention was to walk for graduation from ISU. And our plan was to go to Pocatello, do graduation, and we were going to go down the Boise way and then head back the Montana way, like the scenic route. And
yeah, I mean, if you go through
you
would go up through Island Park, which is freaking gorgeous.
Yeah, and we were going to stop in maybe Yellowstone, and we were going to go to like Missoula and see a bunch of Montana. Maybe even go to like Kalispell and go check out like Flathead Lake.
Yeah.
But a little virus, COVID-19.
Ruined everything.
Part of it. Yeah, ruined it all. But, and while the show was not a sports show for a while, because we didn't have that much to talk about, sports are back. And that's why we decided to do a show tonight still, even without Swanee, because our two teams are facing each other in the NBA playoffs. I think last show we were still waiting for the play-in game for Portland, because on Saturday they beat the Grizzlies to get in. So we were waiting. The Grizzlies. Yeah. I don't know where I got. Yeah. The Grizzlies to get in. So we were waiting literally. Man, the poor Suns.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
To go undefeated. I mean, as a Suns fan, I'm still kind of taking it. You know, as a Suns, if I'm a Suns fan, right? I'm still like, you got to be optimistic about the future. Like that's pretty cool. It's a good story. They came back, won 8 games, and almost got into the playoffs. And they were like, they don't really have any they have Booker, and DeAndre or Ayton. You know, he was a huge draft pick.
Yeah.
Ayton, I can't remember.
Is he rookie or is he?
He's new.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you got to be excited about that team if you're a Suns fan.
Yeah.
It is a bummer, though, that a team that didn't – they're already higher in the standings. That's the thing. So.
Yeah.
The Blazers came in at 9.
It makes you wonder in the 9th spot when it all started.
I think they were in the 9th spot when it all first started.
Yeah.
I think it was it was Blazers, Suns, Pelicans maybe, or Spurs, Pelicans. I can't remember, but it was like.
Yeah.
Because remember, that's what Zach was talking about, how they made these rules basically to try to get the Pelicans in, and it failed.
Which I think is stupid. Why would you do that? It's so dumb.
Well, I think he just kept maintaining it was for the ratings that the Pelicans theoretically would bring in, because they have Zion and
I don't even care, dude. I don't like him.
I like Zion. I mean, he seems like a great guy.
I don't know, man. Seems
like a nice kid, but I think moving and trying to get stuff forced in to, you know, to get him in there, it seems dumb. Especially, I know, like, so like Zach's team didn't get in, the Spurs, and he seems optimistic about the future for his. So if the Suns fans probably need to take like a note from like Spurs fans, because they seem optimistic.
Yeah.
And with the Blazers and the Lakers played yesterday, and it was a really bad showing for the Blazers. But I think the other Blazer fans that I know, dude, we weren't even supposed to be in it. So yeah. it's the fact that they're in and they won that game. Remember I told you guys on the thing, like the fact that they won a game so they didn't get swept. And of course it sounds like I'm talking like the Blazers are just going to lose it. I think the series overall will go to seven.
Yeah.
It's been tough. I don't think it's going to be another blowout like that again for tomorrow. But I think there could be more blowouts, you know, but there's been games, you know, you got to think about LeBron James too, right? He knows, like, if you watch him, like, in the past, he hasn't personally swept a lot of teams because he knows when he has to win and when he doesn't have to win.
Yeah.
So, like, if you watch the games in the past in the East when he was on the Cavaliers, mm-hmm. he would go to seven with the Pacers. He would go to seven with other teams, right? Because mm-hmm. he didn't have to win. So now that they've won, he might not be the same LeBron on Saturday that he was
game three.
In game two, because he doesn't have to, you know, exert that much. So it's, you know, I don't know. And there's been games that LeBron's been in where he blows out the team that they're playing, and then the next game they get blown out. So it's, I don't know, it's very interesting. We'll see how it goes. Damian Lillard is injured. He has a dislocated finger. Zach Collins is out for the season. He's having surgery on his ankle. He is done.
Okay.
Yeah, he is ruled out. What's that?
The murderer.
Yeah.
He looks like a murderer.
He does. And then on the Lakers side, Rondo is not in the next game still. But I think that means he'll be in probably game four.
He's cleared to play, right?
I think. I mean, but he's not playing yet.
Yeah, I know. I saw him like at the game. He was shooting around on the floor.
I almost wonder if they're just resting him. If they're certain they're gonna win. I mean, maybe if it looks like they're in danger of losing, they might, like, if they go to a game seven, they might bring Rondo in. But if they think they can wait, kind of like the Rockets I don't think OKC has a chance. I do think the Rockets are going to win that pretty definitively. They're already doing it.
Yeah.
And Chris Paul's doing, like, he's not showing up, right? It's not, they had such a great story and such a great season getting into this playoffs and stuff, because I think they were kind of ruled out.
Yeah.
Once everybody left, but the Rockets don't need Westbrook right now.
Yeah.
So I think they can rest Westbrook until the next series now, because they don't need him. I don't think they need him.
I don't think so either. It's just kind of gross how bad OKC is playing.
Yeah, I was surprised. I kind of thought. I always like to pick a little upset, you know.
Yeah.
So other than the Blazers, although I didn't think the Blazers were going to win, but I guess an upset. I picked them to at least upset one of the games. I wanted them to win a game. Like I said, the fact that they went in the playoffs they have no right being because of the season they had, full of injuries. It's awesome they even made it. So anything at this point is icing.
Yeah.
No, on the OKC, I kind of thought they would be like a dark horse, like they could beat Houston and then move and then lose.
Yeah, which I wanted. But
yeah, I was kind of rooting for him.
I like Chris Paul. And that that one guy, the big bearded dude, looks like he should be in the show Vikings. What's his name?
I can't think of his name. Well, then I also like, maybe we're talking about the same guy. I like Steven Adams too.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like Aquaman.
Yeah, I think he looks like straight off Vikings or
other Aquaman.
Yeah.
He's great though. I think he's a great player. Yeah. So there are fun. It's a cool story. I think ultimately, I think the Blazers will win the next game, but I think it'll be one of those like really close ones again. I'm not surprised if we see another blowout. I don't think it's going to be this one though. And the only reason why I say this next game is because I don't see the Blazers going out and getting blown out two times in a row.
Yeah, it'll be hard to see that, or it'd be hard to have that happen. It's just crazy how it's in the bubble and like
if they lose it, it might.
And then it's like there's no home field advantage, right? So it's like the bubble is like weird. And
no home games.
They say it's their home
game. Yeah.
But the only difference is on the monitors.
And it makes you wonder how it would have looked had this been normal.
Oh, nuts, dude. But let's say. Let's say the season played out the rest of the way. Do you think the Blazers would have even made it?
Well, no. Not in that timeline. Because Nurk was getting ready to come back. It was what the story was before COVID. He was getting ready to come back, but I think it would have been too soon. I think he could have got hurt again.
Yeah.
And Collins wasn't going to be back for the season. I think he was... It was season ending, if not maybe in the playoffs, but he had shoulder surgery. So timeline, we were granted more months. Now Collins is out for an ankle, but still not for his shoulder. That is a little warm for me. He's had two surgeries now since he's been in the league, and he's still pretty new. But he bounced back from that. No. So my answer is no. Because I think Nurk would have been back too soon. I don't like that.
I think the Grizzlies.
However, they were on the uptick, though. They were winning games. But the Grizzlies were losing games toward
the end. Yeah, they were. Huh? Yeah, they were.
So through that, but then you throw another team, though, because who was also on the uptick before COVID was the Pelicans were on the uptick. Yeah. So they were making a comeback with Zion back. And that was when he had gotten hurt. He came back and he was like way better shape too. So COVID was good for the Blazers because like Melo got like thin and really healthy. And then we got Nurk and Collins, but then Melo hurt. But COVID hurt the Pelicans because Zion got out of shape and they never played him into shape either. He should have been hindsight 2020, right, for them. They should have been playing him every game as many minutes as he could.
Yeah, throughout.
I don't know what they're to get him back in shape.
Why doesn't he just? He's in a fucking bubble. Just work out, you fat fuck. Like, what's the deal? big boy like that.
Swan. I wasn't even reading his comment, but Swan's exactly right. When Zion was less fat, yeah, they were on the uptick. They were on the uptick. He had lost a bunch of weight. They were starting to look good. So the Grizzlies were losing. Portland was on the uptick, but so was the Pelicans. But I think so. Then you still had some worries and danger in there with the Spurs. Like you can't river rule them out. And then the Suns. I don't know. Maybe they because they just went 8 games out, right, and one out in the bubble. So maybe they. So I don't know. I want to, my gut is saying no on the Blazers getting in, but I don't know.
I doubt they would have, just because of the injury thing, you know. Without Nurk's insane, man.
Yeah, and he's a great. I mean, I'm so glad he's back. I mean, so this worked out great for me. So the fact that they're even in the playoffs and then they won that one game is like fuck, it's fantastic. And they didn't get swept, right? They didn't get swept in the first round, which when they're a good team. Yeah, see, so Zach is right. Yeah, the Spurs were also on an uptick and still and always and always solid too. Like it's you never rule them out in the regular season.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So I'm gonna go with no. Probably they wouldn't be here. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I would have been cool to see that play out and see what that looks like.
But hey, who cares? They're there.
Yeah, exactly. It is what it is, right? It's done. It's over. So I don't know. I'm glad it is the way it is. I'll take it.
Yeah,
I'm Zach excited. Says it's going seven. I think it's also seven.
I think if the Lakers win tomorrow, I don't know.
If it goes seven, we see Rondo.
Oh yeah.
If it does not go seven, Rondo sits out till the next. So which who would they have next too? They would have the winner of I don't even know.
I got it pulled up right now actually. Because I'm just
okay. Who would they have next?
The Rockets.
So Rondo's back for Rockets.
Oh yeah.
He's back for Rockets for sure. Also, Westbrook's back for that too.
Oh yeah.
There's no way like Westbrook's not out for the rest of that.
That's probably what their mindset is for both teams.
Well, now especially for the Rockets, because I think the Rockets are gonna I don't think OKC has a shot.
No.
They're the only
one on the West that's gonna look like it's gonna be a blow.
It could be a sweep.
A sweep, yeah, because the East is looking just nothing interesting, really.
No, I mean
Milwaukee, Orlando's interesting, but like Boston.
I was gonna say Bucks in Orlando. Only because the Orlando stole that win, though, right? Is it interesting if they don't win that first game?
Well, yeah, it wouldn't be. I guess it's the same thing to say for the Lakers Blazers. It's the same.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, Boston's got three, Toronto's at three, Miami's taking the Pacers out, and everything's really close on the West. So, I don't know.
Raptors are looking to sweep the Nets.
Yep.
And then Celtics will sweep the Sixers.
Yeah. And then who is it? Ben Simmons on the Sixers?
Yeah.
And they're trading him though, right?
I hope they trade him to a team I like. Because I like Ben Simmons.
Has he always been on the Sixers?
Yeah, I think so.
I heard he's going to go to the Cavs. I don't know where I saw that. I saw that somewhere. I have a friend who's really into basketball. He always shares stuff, and I think I saw it on his. But the lottery was also last night, Derek. I don't know if you knew that.
I did know that.
Yeah.
Who got that?
So I got it pulled up. Minnesota got the first pick. Golden State, second. Charlotte, third. Chicago fourth, Cleveland fifth, and I think Spurs got 11th for Swanee. The poor Knicks, man, they can't ever get a break, can they?
No,
they're eight. They got the eighth.
They're never gonna get number one, man. They're not gonna do. I swear, man. The gods are working against that team. Yeah. They're never gonna get number one.
Last year was so devastating for them,
dude. That was horrific. Remember, they were talking about. They were talking about how if they got number one, they would trade Zion away. Like they were talking about like what they were gonna do with Zion when they selected him. They were gonna trade him away, and then they did not get him. In fact, I think they were even looking. If I remember correctly, the Knicks were looking at getting Zion to use him as a trade piece to trade him to New Orleans to get Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Boy, that did not happen.
No.
In fact, the team that they were looking at trading him to, they got him.
Yep. And they got rid of Anthony Davis.
And they got rid of Anthony Davis. Man, it's not happening for the Knicks, man. The devil and God are working together against that team. It's not happening.
Knicks dropped five spots.
Jeez. So who do you think LaMelo Ball gets number one?
Is he good?
I still feel like the sample size isn't big enough, but he is good. But you're gonna have to deal with his dad.
Is he high school?
No, he didn't finish high school. He
played overseas, right?
He went overseas. He didn't even go to college. He went overseas because there was issues in college with him doing college because they have the big baller brand.
Yeah.
So he, you know, at the time especially, you couldn't make money off of yourself, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So he went to overseas to like Lithuania, and he was bad. But also, I mean, he's bad, but he was 16 years old playing with a bunch of grown men.
Why was he so young in another country?
Because his dad uprooted him and just took him overseas.
Fuck high school, fuck finishing high school, fuck college. Yeah.
But now he went to Australia. And he played in the league in Australia, and he got to lead. He's the leader of a team. He is good.
Is he better than Lonzo?
He's better than Lonzo Ball.
I wanted Lonzo to be so good, dude.
Zach says RIP BBB. Is Big Baller Brand dead? Is that done?
If it is, we should try to get the name. We should try to patent the name for ourselves.
I love that. I love that idea. That's hilarious. Okay, Big Baller Brand.
We'll just
He'll sit on that. He'll sit on the domain, like the website, forever and sell it for like $1 million.
I bet he has .com, .org, .net. I bet he has them all.
They're all the GoDaddy. It's probably a WordPress account. He owns them all.
Oh yeah.
That's hilarious.
Such a dick. I hate him.
Yeah. I mean, I would take LaMelo.
Yeah, I don't know. Here, I'll watch some highlights right now.
I guess not on the Blazers, though. I don't want him on the Blazers. Well, honestly, you know, he probably would play really good with Lonzo. Like that, you know, like they all played together in like AAU. So like I guess they could do.
Okay, so
who is the number one lottery pick again? It's
Timberwolves.
Nah, they don't want them.
Which one of our friends is a Timberwolves fan? Is that Adam Olinger?
Could be. Who is number two again?
Number two is Golden State.
I could see Golden State picking him.
I didn't watch the video, but maybe Charlotte might try to snag him.
Okay.
That's a video. I didn't watch the video.
Charlotte's a team that I forget even exists.
Yeah, they're there. They're around. So, okay. So let me see here. Okay. So I'm watching the 2019 highlights, LaMelo Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see you. And like, it's not like, I know it's not the NBA, but it's not like he's playing against shitty people.
Yeah.
So do they have a big Australian like basketball?
Yeah. No.
Like, is it worth our time getting into? Like, should we pick teams? Like, nah. I don't know. I'm seeing these like mascots, and I'm kind of in. I'm in.
How huge would it be if Utah does upset Denver and win that series?
Well, so it. Ooh, Jesus. Okay. He doesn't shoot weird like Lonzo.
No, he shoots better than way better than Lonzo.
Yeah, I liked Lonzo's shot though. That's why it was so weird.
I think he might be. I don't quote me on this. I think he might be a little taller than Lonzo. Also,
oh, really? Okay. No. So, what were we saying before this?
We were talking, well, playoffs. So how the East is not that entertaining.
Oh, yeah, we were talking the Nuggets. So the Nuggets, Denver Nuggets, huh? Okay. Who's their big guy? Who's their main player?
Jokic.
Jokic.
He's good.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're championship ready though.
Yeah.
I don't think if they beat Denver, I don't think they beat the next team. Or I mean, if Denver beats Utah, I don't think they beat the next team they play.
Swan says they're even teams to him. He thinks they're pretty even.
Okay.
And then he said LaMelo's taller.
He is taller. I did think that, yeah. He is taller.
Swan knows all the knowledge of all the stuff that we don't know.
That's why he's important in this show. He's
the baby boy.
He's our baby boy. He's our baby boy. You feed him like a little baby bird.
I like this bubble so much. I want them to do it this way every year.
So I have not said it out loud, but I have been thinking. I like the bubble. It's been interesting. It's interesting with no home court advantage. It's interesting. I don't hate that there's no fans, and no. I like the Zoom fans thing. I don't know if you guys have seen, but WWE is going out. They're leaving the Performance Center, uh-huh. and they're going to the Amway Center in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They've constructed something called the Thunderdome.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's called the Thunderdome.
You tell.
The setup for it is, so there's the ring, and then around the ring is a ton of like graphics and stuff, like screens and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to emulate what they've seen in NBA. And they're going to have fans. I think they're going to be showing fans like on Zoom.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm trying to find it. Hold on real quick. I'll talk about it. Somebody sent me a video where they previewed it and they previewed what it looks like. It looks like, I mean, it's still very much wrestling. It's their own thing. Mm-hmm. But this is definitely to combat AEW for sure. But also I think it's even like, it's like, oh, we've been watching basketball, and this is not a bad – like, here's the bubble. This is what the bubble looks like. Hey, what could the bubble look like for wrestling? And it's a cool – I love the idea. I'm actually – the ad's playing right now, but I'll share this. It's a cool preview too. Like, they're definitely, you could tell, it's one of those things where you could tell they're really proud of what they did.
So are they going to do screens then, right?
I'll show you. I'm going to play the preview for you of what they released, of what the Thunderdome looks like. The name is hilarious. I think
they really went with Thunderdome.
They really did do that. That's a real thing. I'll show you this thing. But check out the way the ring looks. So they got rid of all the, because there's no fans.
Okay.
See all the screens.
Yeah.
Where there would be fans, right?
Yeah. Well, they need it more than anything I've ever watched. Like, it was so awkward watching those pay-per-views, man.
I feel like this is them. This is like wrestling making a play, saying like, okay, we've botched this whole COVID-19 thing. Like, AEW was doing the, you know, their other people, you know, like as fans, you know, like that we tried it too. Here's our new thing. We've been watching basketball. I think all those screens that were there, I think that's exactly what that's for. I think they're going to invite people to watch wrestling and then do the Zoom thing, and they know they'll have more than enough people to do it. Yeah. And they're going to have fans in those stands with, you know, doing stuff.
Do you have to, do these people have to buy the virtual tickets? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm curious.
But I like the idea. I think the screens behind it. I haven't really been watching SmackDown at all, and I'm probably going to watch it. Like, I'm probably going to at least watch an episode. Here's a Zach. Wish you'd feed me like a baby bird.
Dude, watching those pay-per-views without noise, and it was so it was cringy.
And I think this Sunday is SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're using Thunderdome at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
And I think so Friday is SmackDown, and obviously they're going to do this Thunderdome thing at SmackDown. Mm-hmm. So I think you can get a glimpse of what it looks like on Friday, and then I think SummerSlam they're going to do this again. And I think they're just using the Amway Center now. I don't think they're not going back to the Performance Center. I think they're just using the Amway Center now. Like, it's just their new – that's where they're going to be.
Yeah.
Who – what's in the Amway Center? Is any team in there or anything? I don't know.
The place they were wrestling at was their own building.
It's their own thing. Yeah, it's the Performance Center.
Why didn't they just do it there? Why didn't they just build this there?
Because I think they wanted it to be like huge, like their old stuff is, you know. But it's just, I don't know.
This didn't seem small though.
No, it was fine. I think they just wanted to get out of there. But okay. I don't know. It's gonna be. Also, I think they had a bunch of positive testing happening too. So, like, the whole thing of having like their own wrestlers as like the fans, you know, like, I think it started not working because people were like testing positive.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh shit, we can't do that now. Testing positive, what are we gonna do?
People aren't staying inside.
More screens.
Yeah. We'll do
more screens then. Yeah, big sweaty screens. So I don't know. But I do think – I also do think that, you know, I think they're smart. They're a smart company. So mm-hmm. I do think they're probably watching these games. Like, they're probably watching the basketball games, probably watching the bubble and being like, hey, there is a template for this that is working. And that's what basketball is doing, and that's what – hockey's in a bubble too, right?
I don't know. I know there's no fans.
There's no fans.
There's a hockey game on, dude. Right now.
And there's no – but baseball's not in the bubble, and they don't have fans, but they've had testing. They've had positive testing, though.
That's a big mistake on their part.
Yeah.
There's no reason there. There's no reason any of these major sports aren't all doing a bubble.
Yeah, I mean,
football – to do it for – I don't know. Baseball, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
But so
I think part of the problem is the team sizes, right? Like, it's the fact that there's so many people. The roster is what a roster for football is what 80? Isn't it 80?
It'll be impossible to do for football.
Which, by the way, I watched the first episode of Hard Knocks, I think this is a cool season to watch because it's showing everything right now with COVID.
So we're seeing their process and what every team's.
Yeah, we're seeing them how they're planning it. And this is also a unique season because it's both LA teams.
Yeah.
So we're seeing how both teams are handling COVID and how both teams are handling, you know, like all that stuff, all the circumstances around it. And both teams kind of say the same thing. Like, both coaches are like, I think whatever team. You know, and they're not talking together. Like, these are isolated coaches. They're both like, I think whatever team, like the coach of the Chargers specifically is like, whatever team manages COVID better is going to be the best team in the league. And it's like, that's interesting. Like,
it is, yeah.
So they're like, this is how it should look. They're talking to them about like leaving. Like, we've already had reports from other teams, right? Of like, do the Seahawks cut that guy?
The guy that snuck that girl in.
Yeah.
Cut
him. He's gone.
Yeah.
So they're not screwing around.
He was drafted this year from him, right?
Yeah, I think so.
He was a rookie.
Granted, you know, it wasn't like a if Russell Wilson, I mean, I don't know, he's married, but if Russell Wilson's sneaking somebody in, they're not cutting him.
No, DK Metcalf.
Yeah, Lockett. Like they're big, like any of these teams, like they're big names.
Bobby Wagner, no.
Jimmy Garoppolo is a better example probably because he feels like somebody who would sneak somebody in because he's kind of a horn dog.
He'd sneak in two porn stars.
And right. They wouldn't. They're not cutting Garoppolo.
So
I could see the team. I could see the team going like, "Hey, you're suspended for the first game."
Yeah.
Like, hey, that's you can't do that.
Yeah, no.
You gotta make an example out of you. You're a leader.
Yeah.
But they're not. They're not gonna go. Okay, you don't play here anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know. We're gonna use whoever their backup is.
It's a prime example of like people just not taking it seriously.
Yeah, that dude screwed his lot. Well, he could get on another team eventually or something, but at least this season, like he screwed with his livelihood.
He was like a wide receiver, right?
Yeah, I think he was. He got in trouble though. He's not playing. He's cut. He's done.
And
colleges are having a big issue. So UNC, I think, is planning for their – they're trying to plan for their first game with – I think it's Clemson.
Okay, so –
Syracuse. It's Syracuse.
The Big 12 is not playing. No.
Big 10
– 10 is
– not.
Not.
And Pac-12
– Pac-12 is not.
But I don't know if those two. I don't know if those two are pushing to spring. I don't know that. I don't know if they're trying to push to spring. I do know that I saw something today. There are a lot of players though who are not going to school who have already saying like they're sitting it out and they're gonna do the draft. Like they're gonna wait and do the draft.
Yeah.
But clearly, the people saying that are ones that know they're gonna go into the draft.
Yeah.
I bet how that works is they go. They're contacted by somebody who, because you know, even though they're not supposed to, those guys get agents before. Because how it works is they go, I don't have an agent because I'm not supposed to. That's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But they talk to agents before, and then the agents are like, hey, the day you declare or the day you're done, I'm your agent.
Yeah.
And they that's a thing. So, these guys that are opting out of like the college season, they already know they're gonna go because an agent's not gonna sign some loser and then be like, hey, you shouldn't go to school and go like you're gonna play in the NFL. Like agents want money.
Yeah.
So they're gonna take those guys and be like, hey, I promise you you're gonna be on an NFL team. You should sit out the season. You don't have to go to school. Just be in isolation for the next year.
Yeah.
And then we'll get you on an NFL team. You'll make millions of dollars.
Yeah. So, you know what's bullshit about... So, Bridget does the online classes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're more expensive than going to school classes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're... If you don't want to go to school physically and you want to go do it online... They're charging you the cheaper fee. They're not going to charge you the online. They're going to just be like, okay, like that's bullshit.
Yeah,
that's like you're choosing that, so you should. I'm just mad because Bridget has to pay the online. You know,
that's ridiculous. Yeah. That's higher ed for you, though. That's how they do it, man.
Their shit. All those big colleges are shit in their pants because of this football thing.
Oh yeah. Those SEC teams really want to have a season. I still believe in my heart, soul, the SEC will have a season. I just think those teams are too far. They're too south. They're too red. Those states are red. They're
Nebraska.
Half of the people in those cities and in those states don't think that this is that COVID's real.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, and they're using like really good language because they're saying, you know, they're saying we're planning to play, basically, like we're planning to play So we're practicing for that, and you know, we'll see what happens, but like they're planning to play blah blah blah. The Pac-12, the Big Ten, they didn't even bother. They just go, no, we're not, it's not gonna happen. Which is a man, those teams in the wet, those teams in the Pac-12, that's a lot of money to not get.
Yeah. And this was the year I was gonna be a hardcore Ducks fan.
Yeah, no, me too. We're gonna do that together. We're gonna be we're gonna be Ducks guys.
We're gonna be the Duck Boys.
Because we don't have a college team.
I mean,
what
I
now.
We're Ducks. I like Notre Dame, but I mean, I can have two teams.
So that's also where we're similar because I like Notre Dame as well.
Yeah.
Also, Notre Dame is in. They're with someone now, right? They're in a division now.
Did they finally decide to not be whatever?
They're not independent now. They're in. I can't remember what division they're in. They did join one, which would have been the first year of having Notre Dame as in being a division.
Notre Dame football. Okay, hold on.
I don't know what it's. I don't know if it's. I have no idea what won one. I know this from hearing. On the Dan Patrick Show, they were interviewing some coach, and they asked the coach what it was like having Notre Dame in the division, and they were like, "Oh, I think it's awesome. I hope they stay. Like, it's a good program, and it's a good team, and it helps make money for the division, basically."
Yeah.
Like, hey, cool. They have a good fan base. We need them. Like, thank you. Like, good. I hope they stay. I hope they stick around. Blah blah blah.
So on the internet, it's still saying independent. NCAA Division I FBS independent. So I guess, yeah.
I've also been wondering if, I don't know if Big Sky football is canceled either. Yeah, they're
Big Sky is like ISU, Montana. Yeah,
Montana, Eastern Washington.
So I've been to I went to a couple ISU games when they had that really good quarterback like 3 years ago, dude. It was so fun.
Yeah. Well, we talk about the Big Sky on this show a little bit because you know that because you've always been here. But yeah. I like Big Sky because that's what's near us, right? Like we can. I mean, especially me, I can go watch now the U of I, like the University of Idaho, is in the Big Sky. Yeah, so it's 30 minutes away. Or it's an hour and a half away in Cheney, Washington, with Eastern Washington.
Yeah.
So I have two teams right here I can go watch.
And then there's Montana. Isn't Bozeman, the college in Bozeman, a Big Sky school? The Bobcats or Wildcats or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they are. And then Montana, and then University of Montana is also. So U of M, so like the Grizz are a Big Sky team. And then so is the other Montana team.
The Bozeman one.
Yeah. And then you have ISU, which is not near me.
No. No, but, not at all.
But still, but they come up here. So yeah. I could theoretically go watch them play. Not this year. I did look it up. Big Sky is postponed to spring.
Yeah.
So there are the teams that are doing that, too, that are going to try to do that.
Play. They're just going to wait till after winter?
Yeah, it's going to be weird.
I don't like that. I don't like that. Well, I don't, bit. Just wait. Just wait.
I wonder how many teams make like a transition like this, or how many leagues make a transition like this and then decide like, oh, this is how it is now.
But that's the thing is football season isn't a spring.
No.
My favorite type of football game is when it's in the blizzard, when it's a snow game.
They are
the best, man.
Yeah. When the ball hits the ground and it just stops.
Yeah, and or like you the running back can't even run 15 yards without slipping. Or like, oh god. I guess that playoff game, the Colts and Chiefs.
Yeah, probably.
It like snowed like crazy. It stopped before the game started.
Yeah. Do you remember when Buffalo? So not last year, but when they had Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
When they went to the playoffs,
uh-huh.
And they played in, they got into it, and then when they got back to Buffalo, New York, and got off the plane, there was fans waiting outside of the gate, like, to cheer for them, and it was like 10 below. Like, it was like, man, those fans are out there still, and it's like 10 below. Like,
it was during that blizzard year, right?
Yeah, it was nuts.
They like, the whole, all of Buffalo was like under 10 feet of snow.
Yeah, it was like a tundra. Yeah. Oh, speaking of Tyrod Taylor.
I love him.
He, so do I. It's interesting because this is the second Hard Knocks that he's on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he was on Cleveland.
Yeah.
And now he's with the Chargers. So he's mentoring Justin Herbert right now. Mm-hmm. He's starting. He's starting for that team. He is the starter.
Taylor? Or Herbert?
Justin Herbert's good. Taylor's starting.
Oh, okay.
Tyrod's starting.
He's starting for about the first 4 weeks.
Well, I think it'll be kind of like a Cleveland situation. Like, how good does he do? Like, how good does he do compared to how big, how much do the fans and everybody are like, oh, put the other guy in, you know, like, ooh. That's kind of, cause that's kind of what happened with Baker, right? Like he.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see, he seems like a great guy though, Tyrod Taylor. But he is doing well with Justin Herbert. It's cool to watch that first episode. If you get a chance, go check it out.
I have HBO, man.
Yeah. Go check it out. It's been good. I had an hour the other day, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna watch this. I also like that show anyways. Yeah. Liev Schreiber is the narrator for it, like, every year, and I just think he's such a great narrator. His voice is so – he's so good. I'll watch whatever team is on there because – like the narration. I love the setup. It's cool seeing behind the scenes. It's interesting, especially now with COVID and like all the precautions they're taking, which, by the way,
are you watching this?
Oh no.
Don just rolled his ankle so bad.
Oh no.
He's out.
Yikes.
Sorry. Continue. That was it's brutal looking.
Yikes. So what I was going to say is, I haven't seen the numbers, but the money that they are spending for the precautions for COVID is got to be huge. I mean, they're building facilities. They're going to huge parking lots, okay, and putting up like a circus tent, and then in the tent, they're putting down like AstroTurf and like they're building facilities
to practice.
Yeah. To do like social distancing because like their practice facilities they're not set up to be.
Well, they're all
social distance.
Most of them are outside and fans show up and stuff. And
right. And then even the locker rooms, they've had to completely change. The locker rooms have a lot of space in between the lockers. Like they've had to, so they've spent, I mean, I can only guess. I mean, millions. It's insane.
So they're going to have a season.
So I guess that's my point, that you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
It's so hard for me to believe that the NFL would spend this much money to prepare for something that's not going to happen. I don't see it.
I mean, I didn't think it would not happen anyways. It's crazy.
And now I wonder too, because we've talked about this too, what sticks from this? Right. Like if one thing I think like America specifically, I can only speak to like what I know, but like we've had to change our innovation, right? We've had to like see how innovative we really can be at work. Mm-hmm. Like businesses, like where I used to work in higher education, we had to change everything that we've ever done. And there's a lot of stuff that we changed and fixed are changed because of COVID, and now, like, when things go back to quote unquote normal, because it'll never be the same, but when it goes back to semi-normal or whatever, there are things that we're like, no, this is how this is now. Like, we're doing this from now on. This is a better, this thing forced us to be more innovative and then change the way we did a thing. And then like, oh, like, we're going to do this. So now I wonder, like, with the NFL and different sports, like, what changes? So first thing I could see changing, and I think Zach would probably agree here, I could see preseason completely changing. Yeah. Not being an extra game, but being less games. I could see it, like, after this, like, we had no preseason now, and now we're going into it's jumping right in, right, to the regular season. I could see next year.
Why don't you, you know?
Right. I could see next year being like, yeah, we're not doing preseason anymore. That's not a thing. And if they do it, maybe it's two games. But that's such opposite talk of what was happening, right? Because in the renegotiation, they were like, there's an extra game now, and there's going to be two wild card games.
Yeah.
And now it's like, well, we can't do preseason.
An extra season game, right?
That's what I think they were doing. Yeah, I think that's what
it was going to be. Was it 17 games teams play?
That's what I thought, yeah. And then they were also – weren't they also going to do – there was some talk about it being like three preseason games, but the last preseason game is now no longer a preseason game, is what I thought.
Yeah.
They were originally talking about. I don't think they went that way, though. I think they still were going to do four preseason games, extra game games.
And why more wild card games? Why?
I don't remember why they were doing that. I think they were just because there was. I don't know. I almost think maybe because there was so much parity, like, because so you have like this wild card game, but the two teams that, so like, let's look at the NBA, like how the Suns are not in it, right? Even though they had like this incredible thing happen. So like the NFL, I think they had that happen too many times where it was like, hey, we could have had two additional teams playing a wild card game, which would have been more money also. But then also, like, let's throw those in the mix. Like, let's see what those wild card teams could maybe do. Man, they were so close, right? These two teams got in the wild card, but these two teams didn't.
Yeah.
And because they lost to one of the other ones or something. They actually said that the thing I was watching the other day is the Steelers this last year, even with shitty Mason Rudolph and Devlin Hodges.
They missed it by a game, right?
They would have been one of the teams that got they would have been one of the teams that benefited from an additional wild card game. They would have got in, which I'm glad didn't happen because I wouldn't have wanted to see it. But
how many? So the what? There's two wild card games, right?
Yeah, one for AFC and one for NFC.
So they would
and add, it's one wild card, and there's only one wild card team, right? So in that first wild card game, both teams aren't wild card teams, though, are they?
I thought so.
Yeah, I think they are. It's two wild card teams. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how it looks.
It's going to be two West, two wild card games. West, two wild, or.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's
two wild card NFC.
Zach would correct us on all of this stuff. I can't remember.
He's probably out of service.
He's spinning in his grave right now.
Yeah.
He's not even dead.
Nope.
In 100 years when he dies, because he will outlive all of us. Like both of us by 100 years easily.
Oh yeah.
He's
one of the most healthy.
We should call him the immortal Zach Swan. That's a cool name, actually.
He should change his name to that on the thing.
Yeah. The immortal Zach Swan. He's like Hulk Hogan, you know. Without the racism.
Have you been watching any baseball?
No.
Nah, me neither.
No, because I like because my team is the shittiest team in baseball.
Yeah.
So no. And I wasn't given the benefit of – so no, I can rant about this. No, because the season should have been canceled because the teams that are shitty like the Mariners, we don't get our month.
Yeah.
And if you're a Mariners fan and there's a couple other teams that are exact same as this, we usually get a month at least of like hope, like in April. And April is like Seattle's month, man. Like traditionally, April is like, man, this could be a team, you know? Yeah. This could be a real team. And then June, or, you know, April, May, like they trickle down a little bit and you're like, well, you know, there are going to be some rough games. Then June, they suck ass. And then All-Star break hits. And then after All-Star break, the Mariners become exactly the Mariners. They suck. They are a sucky team. They're shittily managed. They keep talking about rebuilding. Yeah, they do need to rebuild. They need to fire every goddamn manager they need to fire everybody and just start over. Yeah, with management, though.
Like 2 years ago, they had like a really good team, right? And they just did awful.
Pretty good. They just kept but at least then they were like barely missing the playoffs. Like with Robbie Cano and Nelson Cruz and Edwin Diaz and James Paxton, like they're a good team. It's just they would like barely miss the playoffs. And it's like, oh man, damn, maybe next year. Then they traded everyone away and they're trash. They're garbage trash water. But now this year, we didn't get the benefit of having hope in spring training. Hope in February, hope in March, having a good April, having 1 month of being high on our crappy team, of being like, man, this could be a real team. Wow, Vogelbeck, wow. What a young, fat player to root for. I'm getting represented out there. The guy's hitting home runs. Wow, this is cool. Instead, they just suck. They're terrible. So, no, I'm not watching baseball. It sucks. The other day I messaged you guys. My B team is the Cubs because every year the Mariners don't make the playoffs. And so I had to pick in 2015, it was 2014. Mm-hmm. I had to pick a team. I was like, all right, I'm choosing a team that goes to the postseason. Who am I going to root for? And then I think it was 2014 or 15 was the first year the Cubs had been to the playoffs since like 2008. And I was like, yeah, this is a cool story. And then they went to the playoffs and they lost.
Yeah.
And then the next year they went to the playoffs and they won. They won the World Series.
Oh, yeah. I was in Chicago
when
they were playing against, I don't know what team it was.
Yeah.
It was during the playoffs, though, and we were at a bar that was right by Wrigley Field.
Oh, nice. So was that the year they lost?
No, it was the year
playoffs?
It was the year
or they won the World Series. Okay.
Yeah, it was crazy. The whole
so the first year they went to the playoffs and lost in the playoffs, I decided, I'm like, okay, the Cubs are going to be my B team because it's a good story, and I think next year they'll be better. So, like, this is a good time to kind of get to bandwagon in. Like, this is a good time because I can't say – because I didn't bandwagon on them for winning the World Series, right? Yeah. I bandwagoned when they made it to the playoffs, and I watched all the playoffs of them being in it, and then they lost out, and I was like, man, that tough season for them, but boy, this is going to be good. Like, they got a really good roster. This is going to be cool. Like, they got Joe Maddon. This is going to be a cool team. And then they lost that year, and I was like, man, cool next year. And so I'm like, now I'm like kind of a Cubs fan in the postseason, though. I'm not going to watch the rest of the season because instead I'll torture myself with the fucking Mariners for the whole year until they don't make the playoffs, because they will not make the playoffs. In fact, I have a running theory now that the Mariners will never win a World Series.
Yeah.
They will never win one. I don't even know when they go to the playoffs next. 2040. Who gives a shit? They suck.
That's 20 years from now, man.
Right. No, exactly. So I'll have a heart attack and die before they get to the playoffs again.
Dude, come on, man. You don't know that.
Fuck them. They suck.
I don't know.
You got to fire everybody. Scott Servais fired, gone. Which I don't understand how Scott Servais is still there. They had this whole thing last year where people who were fired from the team or people who left the team were reporting that the behind the scenes was like there was like talks of like racism and toxicity and some like Me Too stuff, like shit going on in the locker room. Like, why are they there? Like, they're talking like bad about these players. And I don't know if Scott Servais was like necessarily implemented in it, but like he's got to know.
Yeah.
So like, why is he there?
Yeah.
And in Seattle of all the teams, right? Like, this is the team that's like, hi, we're Seattle. We're doing Pride Month. Like, we're – Like, we're the team that does Pride. I mean, they all do too, Pride Month. But, like, yeah. Seattle is, like, definitely, like, the one where it's, like, because it's Seattle, right? Yeah. So it's, like, Pride Month. This is what we do. We sell crickets because we like Hispanic baseball players, which is great. Like, they're supposed to be, like, this progressive team.
Yeah.
I mean, they have, like, this Me Too shit. Like, fuck, fire them all.
Yeah.
Garbage team.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. I hate the Mariners, but I love them. But I hate them. So in like 2015, I was like, whatever. I'll just be heartbroken forever, and I'll like this shitty team. But I've got to pick a team in the postseason because I'm tired of just rooting for fucking nobody when postseason comes.
Yeah.
So 2015, I was like, the Cubs are a great team. Historically, they're a good team. They never won the World Series. Right, so it was like, or no, well, they had won the World Series.
What? Yeah,
like 100 years ago, right? Like it was like, so okay, this is it. Like we're Cubs, and then that next year they went and they won the World Series, and wow, like cool. So this is it. So my whole point is that normally by now, still August, I'm hating my team. But I'm getting ready right now to start rooting for my postseason team. Now, last year I didn't get to do that because the Cubs didn't make the postseason. It was rough.
Oh, they didn't.
But I was excited for this year because they got David Ross. They got Grandpa Dave as their new manager. And I was like, oh, that's cool. He won the World Series with them. He was a catcher. He's awesome. Cool. Like this is awesome. And then like everything happened. So I was like, okay, well, whatever. But usually right now I'm hating my team, but I'm getting ready to make my transition to like root for my postseason team.
Yeah.
I've decided that because I didn't get April, I didn't get February, I didn't get March, I didn't get even shitty June. I'm not wearing my Mariners stuff for the rest of the year. I'm done for this year.
You might pack that up.
And I'm not watching the games.
Yeah.
I'm paying attention. I'm paying attention to like I get my update. Mariners lost. Oh no shit. I still get to see the highlights of when something good happens, like when Seager is playing, which is like the only notable player on the team anymore. Yeah. I haven't even seen. I don't even know if Mitch Haniger is playing anymore because I don't care. Like I'm done. It sucks. It's a sucky position to be in. This is a hard. It's a hard team to like, and I'm frustrated with them. I'm frustrated with all of it. So when I start watching baseball again this year, which I will watch. I'll watch in October.
The playoffs?
I'll root for the Cubs.
So did they just cut it down to how many games it would have been from here? From when they started to when the playoffs would have started, is that what they cut it down to?
I think they did, yeah. I think playoffs are still the same. I think it's still in October. It just sucks, man. I can't blame COVID for all of it. The only thing COVID took away was the little bit of hope that Mariners fans have in April.
Yeah.
That's it. Otherwise, there was no hope for the team.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer.
Well, that sucks, man. I'm a Dodgers fan, so.
And the Dodgers will be in the playoffs. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
They're better now. In fact, the Dodgers are probably posed to win. I mean, they got Mookie Betts. It's hard to argue against Mookie Betts going and winning.
I've watched some of his highlights, man. I've watched some stuff.
Ooh. Yeah,
homie has an arm.
I think it's this year. I think this year is the Dodgers' year.
It'll be nice after the sabotage years.
Yeah, I do think the Cubs are also going to make the playoffs this year. I think the Cubs will be tough. I think the Cubs are the top of theirs right now. By a lot.
Let's take a look, man. In the National. Yeah, they are. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So also that's the other thing of it too. So the Cubs are playing well right now. So it's a good time for me to make the transition to my bandwagon B team. So my bandwagon B team is now my A team right now in August. And that's never happened.
You okay? Aha!
Very nice.
No, so yeah, so the Cubs are, wow, man, they are up.
Yeah, they're doing good. They're playing good.
Well, okay, so what are the teams that have had the outbreaks? Was it the Marlins?
Marlins, which it doesn't matter because they're bad.
Well, they're second in the the NL or the East. The Cardinals, did they have a – they had a little breakout too, didn't they?
I thought they did too, yeah.
Yeah, so they're behind. Yeah, they're going to have to do like double headers, right? That's what my
– Yeah, the Cardinals are 7-7, so they've played less games than everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Cubs are good, 16-9. The Pirates are bad. You know, the Pirates are sometimes like the Mariners too, where it's like you can root for them in April and like April, May, June, but then like after All-Star break, sometimes they fall apart.
Yeah.
Why
don't you root for the Pirates, man?
It's too late. I already bandwagoned onto one. I can't do another.
Oh, I know.
I already did it.
At the time of your choosing. But no, I know.
Because I needed a team in the post. Yeah. And at that time, it wasn't the Pirates. If the Pirates would have been that team in the post, I would have taken them just because of Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. I kind of like the Pirate thing. They're not like stupid-looking Tampa Bay.
No. Also, I have a lot of respect for Pittsburgh because that city's smart because they choose the same colors for every team.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to a Steelers game and wear your Pittsburgh Penguins jersey and it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
And same with the Pirates. They're all black. Yeah. They're all black and yellow. Like they figured it out. Like teams like Boston, like the Boston teams where it's like the New England Patriots are red, white, and blue. The Celtics are green.
Yeah.
Else does that? San Francisco's kind of opposite. Like the Giants don't have anything for the Niners, nope. A lot of San Francisco fans probably root for Golden State, right? They don't have. Oh, and Golden State's in San Francisco now, right? They moved. They were in Oakland, but they moved, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's the Bay Area, though. That's their team.
Yeah, it's not. Tomato, tomato, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's why when you're like, I'm a San Francisco 49ers fan, they're like, don't you mean Santa Clara? People love that joke. Yeah. Oh, you're a Santa Clara fan, you mean?
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's not like fans of the Giants are like, I'm the New Jersey Giants fan. Like, it's not in New York, but who cares?
Yeah.
Isn't it in Jersey? Like, Jersey fans are fans of... Jersey fans are fans of the Giants.
Yeah.
Like people who live in New Jersey are fans of the Giants. And so I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. But they also are fans of the Jets.
No. Jersey?
Oh, wait. Yeah. Jersey. Okay.
Jersey people go for Giants, typically.
Yeah. Okay.
And in New York, people go for Jets.
Oh, okay.
And the Giants, kind of.
But then there's like Buffalo right there. Right.
Buffalo's northern New York though, isn't it? It's like upstate. What do they say? Upstate New York or whatever.
I'm from upstate. Let's just look at.
Why does LA have so many fucking teams? I hate that the Chargers are in LA.
New York, like fuck off, you know.
Share some wealth. It's too bad the Chargers aren't in San Diego still.
Yeah. Or like St. Louis, you know, the Rams.
Who has LA anointed as their team?
I don't think they know. I don't think they have a, you know.
Do San Diego fans still root for the Chargers? I'm sure they do.
It's like how San Diego's pretty big. How do you lose a team? Like, I don't get it.
I think they wouldn't build in that stadium, right?
Yeah.
I think they leave because the city won't build them a new stadium. But then they move to LA where they have to share a stadium.
Yeah. Yep.
Like the Rams and the Chargers are sharing that stadium. Oh, that's another reason why too, Sean. So even for COVID, right, they have to build these facilities anyways because both teams are sharing it. So they don't share, like, the facilities.
Yeah.
They're just sharing the stadium.
Man, so,
like, so they probably built the stadium for both built facilities for both teams. Both facilities do not work for COVID-19, so they have to build, like, these other facilities, which is, like, the tent, like, the circus tent that they used at, like, the Clearwater River Casino for, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
And then turn it into it's a parking, they're parking lots. It's true. It is. I watched it. It's parking lots.
Dude, so my
Yuck getting tackled on that.
My geography is being fucking mind blown. Like, I've never looked at a map really, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, my mind's fucking blown right now.
Okay.
Like, I didn't realize. I thought Massachusetts was over here, and I thought New York was over there, and I didn't realize Philly was this close to New York.
Yeah, I know. I love that. I love looking at maps of the United States and just going, "What, man? I'm a moron."
Yeah, I don't have a fucking clue.
If like, there's a city? There's a city that has a football team. And every single year, I have to be reminded where this city is.
Is it Kansas City?
It's not Kansas City because I know that's Midwest. I know it's Midwest, so I'm okay with that one. No, it's not. It's
right there. I didn't even.
By the way, this is embarrassing too, because I always think of this team as like an Eastern team. In my head, I almost have them. I'm not kidding. I almost have them placed in like Maine.
I can't wait to hear what team it is.
It's not, and they're not, I promise you, they're not in Maine. They're absolutely not in Maine. But in my head, for whatever reason, like, this team is, like, so east. Maybe because we're west, you know, like, we're in the Pacific Northwest, like, and we're in a bubble. Like, really, it's just, like, we're the Pacific Northwest and, like, fuck everybody else. But, like, so this team, whenever people talk about it, I go, oh, yeah, they're in the east. And I always think they're so far east, and they're not though. They're like in the Midwest basically. And that is the Detroit Lions.
Okay, let me
find the Detroit Lions and Michigan are not, they're in the east, but it's not like Maine. It's like middle.
Oh, it's way, yeah, it's like
it's nowhere near
Chicago.
Yeah. But I'm always like Cleveland. So like Illinois, yeah, so like Illinois, Michigan. Michigan, like Detroit, Michigan. I'm always like, oh yeah, that's an Eastern team. And then I see every single year during football season, I'll see Michigan on a map, and I go, oh, it's east of us, but it's not Maine. You know, it's not like the coast.
Man, we are just so like going from looking at the East Coast to the West is so different. There's so much more on the fucking East.
Well, yeah.
And then, Milwaukee and Chicago aren't that far away. Detroit and Cleveland aren't that far away. Cincinnati and Indianapolis are so close. And Louisville. What the fuck, man? My mind is.
And I think, and I always get confused too, because I think Cleveland, Ohio is closer to Pittsburgh than Philadelphia is to Pittsburgh. So I always think like, oh, people in Pittsburgh or people in like the Pittsburgh area are either probably or people in. So in my head, I'm like people in Pennsylvania are probably either Pittsburgh fans or Eagles fans.
Yep.
But typically from what I found out from people, no, people in the Pittsburgh area are either Pittsburgh fans or they're Cleveland fans.
Yeah,
and then people in like Philadelphia area are not Pittsburgh fans.
Yeah, it's pretty far though, actually.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like Pittsburgh's closer.
That's crazy though, because Baltimore's not that far from Philadelphia.
Right. So it's weird. This is probably more of a testament just to how like uneducated all of us are.
Well, God, it's like, fuck, dude.
Well, doesn't I think.
Buffalo is not where I thought it was.
So, and I think in the defensive, so also, there's also a thing too, is I think we're so used to, like, we just talked about how if you drive from Lewiston, Idaho to Pocatello, Idaho, it is 8 hours away.
Yeah.
And we, it's not the biggest state in the West, but everywhere we go out here is hours away.
It's awful.
But in big, on the, in the East, driving from city to city, you probably, in a lot of those big cities, you probably don't recognize that you've left one city before you get into another city.
Oh yeah.
Because it's going to be more, there's more population. So like when you're leaving Pittsburgh to go to, let's say you're going to go drive to an Ohio, like a Cleveland game, you know, like people who live there, they know, they're like, oh, I'm out of Pittsburgh and I'm heading towards Cleveland, Ohio. But if we were just driving and not paying attention to signs that well, we were just driving, we would probably just be like, this is all one big city.
Yep.
That's just the way it is. And that's the way it's always been.
Oh, by the way, Buffalo's not in the north.
Oh, it's not. See, I don't know.
It's on the west. It's the west end of New York.
All right.
And so my dad grew up. I always go, oh, my dad grew up in New York. I thought he like grew up more closer to New York, New York. He grew up in Rochester, which isn't even fucking close to New York.
Well, isn't that also that kind of thing too, where we go? So, and I think people in the East do this too. So we go, oh, New York. Oh, you're from New York. And then you just instantly picture New York City.
Yep, that's exactly.
Right. Like we don't, we only know basically of New York, unless you've been there probably. What we picture New York is we picture New York City because that's what we see on TV and in movies and stuff. So it's like, oh, New York. Oh, SVU. You guys have a lot of rape crimes. Like that's it. Like we're just like, we're like, oh, New York. Oh, you know, and New York. The whole state, they have an SVU. They have to have a special victims unit because there's so many rapes, right? Like that's all I know. That's what I know about. That's what I know about New York. That's the only thing I know about it is they have football teams and a bunch of rapes because they have to have SVU, which could be fictional. That could be a fictional thing. I don't even know, but it's a happen on TV. But I know that people. I've seen comedians talk about living in New York. Though there's a comedian on Netflix. I can't remember his name. He's from Idaho, though. So. Okay. He does. He has this Netflix special where he lives in New York, but he talks about being from Idaho. And I was like, oh shit, Idaho. Wow. Cool. But he talks about how, like how people in New York, when like Trump won, were like, I just can't believe that anyone would vote for him. And he's like, I'm from Idaho, like some small town in Idaho. He goes, I know a few people that probably voted for Trump.
Oh yeah.
Because he talks about how just how different it is in a state like Idaho, which is it's not a lot of population and we're kind of far apart. And
yeah. And well, so like
it is different.
It's funny to hear that New York people are like, he's the worst.
Yeah.
And then everybody and that the reason he won, not to get political, but the reason he won was because of the West Coast being so fucking stupid.
Right. So I just like we're in a bubble and we can't like picture the East. Like in my head, if you held a gun to my head and was like, hey, if you showed me a map of the East and you were like, label every one of these states, it would take me a while to figure out where each one is.
Yeah.
Truthfully, it really would. And I had to do a geography test. I have a master's in college and I cannot do it. I have a master's education. Can't do it. Held a gun to my head. I'd be like, pull that trigger, man. We're done. Yeah. I'm dead. Sorry. But under the same token, people who are on the East have the same – it's the same bubble, especially if you don't travel around. Because I know – we can end on this note too. But you know from being a gamer and playing online and meeting online friends that we live in Idaho. Oh, you live in Oregon, but you are from Idaho. We're Idahoans. And we meet people who are from the East Coast and they go, where are you from? And you go, Idaho. And they go, oh, that's right by Iowa.
Nope.
And you go, huh? Nope. It's by Iowa in the alphabet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They both start with I's.
But no, we are nowhere near there. And my former job was hiring for a new president. I think I might have told you this before, but they brought in like this hiring team because the president's an important job. So they brought in this hiring team and they came in and we had this meeting where they wanted the input from the employees of like, what do you think is important qualities that you would need in this president? Like to help us find someone, right? And they're trying to tell us about how well they knew this kind of area and stuff. And one of the people giving the presentation goes, they go, I'm really familiar with areas like this. I've been to the Midwest before. Mm-hmm. And we're like, we're not in the Midwest. We're not near it. But she didn't realize. So she had flown here, flown to Idaho, Lewiston, Idaho, and didn't realize that she was not in the Midwest. She didn't realize that she was one state away from the ocean.
Yeah.
So we're all, my point is you and I are comfortable throwing ourselves underneath the bus with our intelligence. We don't. Oh, yeah. And so, like, Zach doesn't give a shit either. Like, we point out ways that we do stupid shit all the time.
Yeah.
But my point is that everyone's super dumb. Everyone is super dumb. And I think you learn all this information. I think there's a lot of people. But I think if you forget it. If you brought in a couple fifth graders and we had a competition, they could do it. They just did it.
Oh, yeah.
You go, hey, label every single one of these states. I think every time I did it, though, I was always like, okay, here's Idaho, Washington, here's the states I know. And then in the middle, I'd be like, the Midwest.
Yep.
and then like, I'd be like, this one's New York. This is Maine. Here's Florida is the dick.
You're already doing better than me. Like, I thought where Boston and Massachusetts is, I thought it was where Buffalo was. And I thought Buffalo was over here.
I also do get confused too. Maybe if anybody who's been to like Boston and stuff, though, New England is also implied. So I have a friend who I met who's from Connecticut. Mm-hmm. No. New Hampshire. And I asked her, "What? I'm like, what football team do you guys like in New Hampshire? Because you don't have a team." Mm-hmm. And she assumed that everyone out here in Idaho likes Seattle because it's the closest thing we have.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, like a lot of them are, but not all of us. And I go, what's the team that you guys root for? She goes, oh, the Patriots, because New England. And I go, oh, but that's like Boston, right? And she goes, no. Boston is in New England, but so is all of these other states, because New England is implying it's the New England. It's like the 13 original colonies, or at least a few of those colonies are New England. So like Connecticut, New Hampshire, a bunch of those little tiny states, Rhode Island. Like, that's why on Family Guy, they're from Quahog, Rhode Island, right? And they always talk about the Patriots. It's because that area is New England. So that's smart. That's a smart team. Man, that'd be like the Seahawks go being like the Pacific Northwest Seahawks.
Yeah.
You should be fans of us.
Yeah.
Because we're the Pacific Northwest. Also, one more thing. There is that college, too. They always confuse me in March Madness. Northwestern.
Yeah. What? Where are you at? Where are they at? Who are they?
Hold on. I know this answer. It's not the Northwest.
That's good.
University. Northwestern University is in, it's something funny. I know that. Illinois, the Midwest.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
So they were, because I had never heard of them, and then they were in March Madness the year that Gonzaga went and lost.
Oh, okay.
They were beat by Gonzaga. And I remember seeing Northwestern University and went, oh, they're from the Northwest. Nope. East of us. Oh, how did you get that name?
That's shocking.
You're Northwest of somebody, I guess, but you're not Northwest of me.
Yeah, just whatever you want to be called, I guess. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess they could start a college right now and call it Southern University, and they'll be like, what are you south of? I'll be like, Canada.
Yeah, we're south of Canada.
We're south of Canada. I'm south of Moscow, Idaho. See?
Yeah.
All right. That's fun. A little geography.
This was a fun little tangent we went off.
A little geography we did.
It was still football related. And then, yeah, like, oh, by the way, wholeheartedly, in my head when I was like, yeah, New Jersey, the Jets, I forgot that they're the New York Jets.
Right. Yeah.
In my head, I was like, they're the New Jersey Jets.
Right. Well, I think.
I don't know why.
I think the reason why I know that New Jersey fans are fans of the Giants, though, is because I think I remember a few years ago reading a thing where the fans were trying to petition to call the New York Giants the New Jersey Giants.
Just move them over.
Because it's – no, I think it's in. I think the New York Giants are in New Jersey.
It's really weird.
Hold on.
I thought they shared a stadium,
though. Oh, yeah. The New York – so MetLife Stadium – is the New York Giants Stadium that is in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Doesn't make sense.
The New York Giants team is in New Jersey. And I think I remember seeing a few years ago where the fans of the Giants were trying to petition to call the team the New Jersey Giants. So I think to help dum-dums like us out west make that distinction that it's not New York.
But they share a stadium, right?
Nope. The Jets are in New York.
Their own stadium.
Yeah.
Who was the first football team?
Question. Jets Stadium is in. Oh no! Shit, you are right. They do. MetLife Stadium. They do both teams.
Yeah, I thought they did.
Wow. I am so stupid.
Well, there's so many people there, like, just build another stadium, fuck.
How do you have both teams in New York and call and are both teams in New Jersey and you don't call them Jersey then? Why are they New York?
Yeah.
Maybe because it's so close, it doesn't matter. They just drive. They just drive to Jersey. We're going to drive to Jersey and go watch these teams play.
Yep. It doesn't matter. Oh, the Jets are playing in Philly. We can fucking drive there because it's so close.
Because it's so close, yeah. Weird.
Cool. All right, man.
I learned a thing. These two teams are in the same stadium today.
I thought so.
So that makes them and L.A. Because L.A. plays in the same stadium as each other as well.
For now.
Well, yeah, because the Chargers will probably – I think the Chargers will probably leave eventually.
Yeah.
Or the Rams will leave.
Well, the Rams are building the stadium, though, right?
I mean, so far it's for both teams.
Oh, okay. I thought, okay, whatever.
They're sharing it.
I thought the one that they played in now was going to be one.
No, they're sharing the stadium. And like on the state, when you watch Hard Knocks, it says like Chargers and Rams. Like it's fucking the. Which, I mean, they have a lot of money. They could buy a new. Logos when they build a new stadium, but
yeah, enough people, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Now with the best friends. All right, everybody, thanks for listening to the show. You got to see a firsthand experience on how our brains work. We don't know geography, but you know what? I'm okay that you know that.
I know where Toronto is now.
I did know where Toronto is.
I do now, for sure, though.
Although I do think geographically, I have to double check this, but I remember last year during the playoffs, the Toronto was doing like the We the North thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Toronto is up further north than Portland. Don't quote me on that.
I'll look after this.
But I think that Toronto is not like longitude and latitude. I do not think it's further north than Portland. But it's in Canada, so it's north. Yeah. But
so yeah,
Anyway.
Yep.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm looking right now.
Cool. All right, everybody.
We'll end on this.
All right. Yeah. Let's figure it out.
Okay. Hold on.
I want to know.
Okay. Toronto is right there. Yeah. Portland is above Toronto.
See? So yeah. So they're doing like the We the North thing, and they are Both teams are more north. There are teams that are more north than the Raptors.
They're almost even. But yeah, Portland's above.
That's funny.
That's crazy. So, yeah. I didn't know that.
I didn't know until last year during the playoffs, though, because Toronto had this thing like We the North, like they kept doing that. And then there was something I saw online that was like, well, you're not, though. Like, not in the playoffs. You're not the most northern team in the playoffs, like Portland is. Which is funny. Oh. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Enjoy SummerSlam. Enjoy basketball. And go Warriors.